everyone. This is Colby from Daytime After Dark. Tonight we have a very special guest. I'm so excited. I'm so happy we got this guest. It's Stacey Guinness from who played Isabella Black on Days of Our Life and also Friday the 13th and another movie I'm trying to remember. But I will remember by the time this is over. So cute. See you, everyone. Hi, Stacey. Welcome
Hi.
To the show.
Can you hear me? Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, Carly. How are you?
Good. I loved you on Days. I'm still upset over your death. I mean, I know it's been a long time, but I cannot get over it. It was wrong. You know, for them to kill you. I mean, I know you won an Oscar so at the time because you got married, but still, they didn't have to kill you, in my opinion.
Oh, I didn't leave the show because I got married.
That's okay. I'm sorry. That's what I went from report.
I left the show to focus on my writing and my writing career. So, but I thought the way that they ended the character of Isabella with the death was actually quite beautiful, the way that it was written and, you know, everyone put a lot of effort into it, the writers and the actors, everybody. So I felt like it was, you know, maybe that's why that feeling still remains for the character because everyone put so much effort into that storyline.
Well, yeah, it was. And you and Drake Hogerson, let me tell you, have the chemistry. You guys are still one of the most beloved characters on there and couples on there. And, you know, and I love the way when you found out that John Aniston Victor was going to be your father, I did a little happy dance for you because I love John Aniston. And I love Isabella and Victor's relationship at the end. And how was it working with him?
With John Aniston? Oh, lovely.
Yes.
He's a lovely person. He's a very nice man and very down to earth. And yeah, it was lovely. He was a nice man. He is a nice man, I should say.
Yeah, we don't need any more people to pass away this week. But no, I loved it. And also, when you came back in 2010 for Brady, your son, I love that. You know, I'm always telling the people, the producers, that Isabella should come back more as a ghost. Because right now, your dad kind of needs you as a ghost, Victor, because your brother Bo died a couple of weeks ago, well, a month. And I think, you know, your ghostly presence is needed.
I would be a very old ghost.
That's okay.
Make sense.
Not old, but, I mean, they do have ghosts on daytime. Young and the Restless has gone out.
The character of Isabella has aged quite a bit in heaven.
Oh, I know, but no one would care. I wouldn't care.
It was nice to come back in 2010. It wasn't the same kind of experience that I had before because things change, and I had just had a surgery, so I was not feeling quite on the mark, I should say, at that time in 2010. But I don't think I would go back on the show again. They're not asking, certainly, but I don't think that would be something that I would want anyway at this point in my life. But I definitely have very fond
memories. I'm sorry, people. I tried.
Have very fond memories that, you know, what a wonderful experience I had in my 20s. I was a very fortunate person, and, you know, it was like being, you know, shot into outer space. It was fantastic. It was really wonderful experience, you know.
And what was your favorite storyline when you were on there? When you were on Dave?
I don't know if I had a favorite storyline. I would say my favorite. Of course, that for me when I was an actor, the best part was, you know, the cancer storyline, because it was so real. You know, it was something I could really sink my teeth into. And also because, you know, Drake and I had such a nice working friendship. I mean, you know, we were friends on the set. We had a working friendship. And so then I could really use that as an actor to have that feeling of leaving that behind. And the day that the character of Isabella died, you know, Drake and I, we cried a lot. And it was it was very unexpected for me. I didn't expect to be so emotional, but it was very sad to say goodbye. I cried a lot. Even though I was excited to leave and pursue my writing career, I was, you know, it was very emotional because I cared for the people that I worked with. And they were very kind to me. Everybody there was great.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, except when Marlena returned from the dead, that wasn't great for Isabel, I thought. I'm like, oh, no, Marlena's coming. This is not good for Isabel, I thought, in my mind. And also, everyone loved your relationship with your brother, Bo. Everyone loved that relationship that you guys got toward the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
How was
that? Oh, gosh, it was so long ago.
I don't really remember.
I mean, Peter Reckel and I have a good working relationship. You know, he's a good actor. I remember sometimes I made him crazy because I had too much energy, and I would sort of dance around and move around and be – I was very happy working on the show. So sometimes I think – and I was very young, so I think sometimes that made – some of the actors crazy because I would be bouncing off the walls.
Well, I think that would be cute, but that would just be
when you're trying to focus on a, not necessarily when you're trying to focus on a scene, but the relationship between the brother and the sister. I mean, I'll tell you, my very favorite relationship I had on the show was with Jack. I mean, I love Jack and Jennifer's storyline. They're so funny, and it was just really fun to work with Matt. You know, Matt's a friend of mine. He's a fellow Buddhist, and so I see him at Buddhist meetings still. And he's just, you know, we had a good, fun rapport. We laughed a lot together, and I loved working with Missy too. Missy Reeves is a really wonderful person to work with. So, yeah.
Well, if you ever really easy to work with Matt. Ever again, you can tell Matt he's always welcome on the show. That has been like a dream of mine for 6 years. Trying to get Matthew Ashford on there, and both Jack and Isabella have passed away on the show. I cried when Jack died.
I will tell him.
Yeah. And I know you also did Friday the 13th. Not that I saw you in it, but how was that? You did Friday the 13th with those movies? Kind of freaked me out, but yeah.
Well, Friday the 13th was the first real acting job I had. I mean, I did other low budget movies and I did a lot of theater, but I was very excited to get Friday the 13th because the paycheck said Paramount, and Paramount, you know, Pictures, the movie studio, and they flew me first class, and it was sort of a big deal, and I was very excited because I was the first one to die, and in Friday the 13th Part 1, Kevin Bacon had been the first one to die, and I thought it was a very good sign, and it was a lot of fun. I just had a lot of fun in my 20s, I think that's what your 20s are for. They're for adventure and exploring and having a great time, and I definitely had a great time.
Oh, well, that is really, really, really awesome. And, you know, and you were also in Terror Night as Kathy in 1987, which I want to see, but I don't want to freak myself out.
I don't even think that low budget movie is out. I wouldn't worry about it.
Oh.
But it did have okay. But it did have some famous actors in it at the time, and it also had Dan Haggerty, who just passed away, and quite a few other actors. But that was my first leading role as an actress, and I was young, and I borrowed my friend's pink pantsuit to wear in the movie, and I ran around in the woods screaming at night while the killer chased me, and I had a great time. It was a lot of fun.
Well, yeah, it would seem like a lot of fun.
It's fun to do horror movies because it's not really happening. It's all, you know, and so it's fun, and I was a kid, and it was good. But it's been a long time since I've done acting, besides just coming back on days, because I haven't been an actor since I left the show, so.
And what are you doing now? Because, you know, you say that you're a writer in the Writing Muse. Tell me more about that.
I write novels and TV scripts and film scripts, and I'm a ghostwriter, and when I'm not doing all of my own writing, then I coach fellow writers. I'm a writing coach, so I'm sort of like a therapist, life coach for other writers, and I guide them along the process of creating a book or creating a screenplay or, you know, just a sounding board or support wherever the writer is. That's what I do. So I'm a bit of a life coach, therapist for other writers, and then I do my own writing. I'm just finishing a book of stories that are about to come out about blooming later in life, because I fell in love and met my true love after the age of 50. So I've never been married. So I have a whole book about stories about not giving up later in life, but really just staying determined and having courage. And because I didn't give up, my life is really, you know, my love life is blooming after 50. There is love after 50. So it's very exciting. So I'm writing a book of stories about that, and I'm finishing a screenplay for a producer. So that's what I'm doing writing right now.
Well, yeah, that is awesome. And, yeah, Love After 50, wow. That gives a lot of
50-year-olds
hope.
Yep.
Wow, and so have you done any... You said you've done TV scripts. Have you done anything that people have seen or watched?
No.
Yeah.
Nope. My writing partner, Joey, and I have come very close a couple of times. But that is the writing business. So that's why you just keep writing and putting things out there, and eventually things land. But I had a novel that came out a few years ago, and I have a couple of novels that ended up never being published, and you just keep writing. You know, that's the job of an artist, is you just keep creating.
Well, yeah, I mean, wow. Yeah, I'm trying to write my screenplay. I had over about almost 1,000 pages. No idea. I had to rewrite it because I'm crazy like that. And then my computer crashed, so now I have to start all over. It's not fun. So I understand with the whole writing thing. Oh, yeah. You know, people always back up your stories because if you can lose them. That's what my takeaway has been about it. Would you like to take some calls?
Sure.
Okay, 910, you're in on the air.
Hey.
Hey,
Bobby.
Oh,
Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
And how are you doing tonight? I forgot your
Stacey.
Name again. Stacy.
Stacy.
Yeah, Stacy.
I'm doing well.
Yeah, how are
you
doing tonight, Stacy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. He was on days for a while, but exactly when was you? Because I think I may remember seeing you on when Kyle was Brady, and he was by your sick bed the year that Kyle got nominated for a daytime Emmy, I think.
I was on, you mean, yeah, when Kyle Lauder played Brady, I was on, and then
Ari's ex-husband, of course, Ariane Zucker's ex-husband.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
So I've seen him on A's as Brady and when he was on Bowling
Right.
Google. But I was going to just say, having worked with him and Kirsten Storm, who was Belle at the time, what was it like to work with those two, especially the set that Kirsten had now on Channel
9? I don't think I worked with Kirsten.
Oh, okay. Okay, because I thought maybe you might have, because I was going to say, what was it like to work with her, knowing the success she has had 15 years later now on General Hospital? But I'm going to just ask about this. What was it like working with Kyle, knowing the success that his then-wife would have even today as Nicole?
Well, Kyle is a sweetheart. Kyle was great to work with. I loved working with him. He's a super nice guy, and so is Eric, who plays Brady now, right? I don't watch the show anymore, so I don't. But they're both wonderful. Yeah, and Ari is great. She is great.
Awesome. Yeah, and you know what?
Strong and funny and interesting and kind and,
Very, you know
very
what
nice.
Would be great? For you to come back as a vision to talk to Brady about giving some advice over who he should choose over Melanie, Nicole, or Teresa. Because that would be great, because you never worked with Molly or Jen before, but it would be great to work with them if you can just come back in ghost form and just meet them on the set. That would be my dream.
Yeah. Well, who are you voting for him to choose?
Well, I've always have liked Teresa and Brady because of the chemistry they have had, and I'm reminded of what Teresa said just not too long ago, how they were magic and everything. But with Melanie back, I don't know how long she's going to be on days. If it's just going to be just temporarily until after the February sweep or longer. And with the way Nicole been grieving over the death of Daniel, I don't know if she's ready to start a new relationship with
Do you know what, Bobby? Do you know what? I'm not ready for Nicole to handle that.
Yeah, but you know, I'd rather prefer to see him with Teresa because they want to raise a child together and everything, and I'm sure as hell don't want to see Kristen as much as I like Eileen back on the show. It's causing problems again.
Well, too. Okay, Bobby, do you have any other questions? Or are you good?
Well, that's it. I just thought I would talk to your guests, and I'll stick around, and then after the interview, we'll just come back with a few things I have to say about network changes locally around here.
Okay, I will put you on hold, Bob. Thanks.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Corey, you on the air?
Hello. Hi, Stacey. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Sure.
I loved you as Isabella. I think Carly covered everything. I just had to say again that you are in my favorite Friday the 13th movie. That one is my absolute favorite of the series.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it is? Oh, yeah, it was very interesting. You know, I did a couple of years ago, I did go do a Monster Mania show in Virginia Beach just because a bunch of the actors, a bunch of the cast from that part 7 were all going to be at the show. And my friend Billy Butler, who was on the show with me on Friday the 13th part 7, and Kane Hodder was there and a whole group of the actors. And we had so much fun remembering what it was like to work on that show, that film together so long ago. We had a really good time. And I thought the script was pretty good. Even though I had three lines.
it is my favorite of the series, and I just think it's kind of cool that it has that connection to Days, because the actress that played Lexi is in one of the Friday the 13th movies as well.
Right, and so is Kevin. Why am I forgetting his name?
Chloe's dad.
Spears?
Yeah. Yes, Kevin Spiritus. Yeah, he's wonderful. He's doing also, I think, a show in New York for a friend of mine right now. So, yeah, Kevin's a really great guy.
And then one other question. I heard you mention earlier that you're a Buddhist. I'm a newly Buddhist. I was just wondering what drew you to the religion.
Well, I started practicing Buddhism with Soka Gakkai. You know, we chant Nam-myoho Renge-kyo, like the Tina Turner in the movie. Herbie Hancock, Buddhists all over the world. I started chanting before I was on Days of Our Lives. What drew me to practicing Buddhism is the belief that all of life is equally valuable, regardless of your, you know, your color, your gender, your sexual orientation, that all of life is, and that the value of your life, you bring forth the value of your own life to help other people. And I liked it because it connected with, because I was raised in the mountains as a, you know, I grew up in the woods, so I already had a feeling, a connection to nature, and I could already feel that everything is interconnected. We're not separate from each other. We're not separate from our source of power. And practicing Buddhism just allowed me to build a kind of life where no matter what assailed me from the outside, whether it was illness or, you know, financial difficulty, hardships in life, that my Buddhist practice helped me build a strong inner self to combat the things that happen in everybody's lives. So that's sort of a long answer. I'm sorry. I went on a tangent. But
I appreciate it.
Congratulations
the long
on beginning. Yeah, congratulations on beginning a Buddhist practice. You know, there are different forms of Buddhism, so many different forms. But I do love chanting. I do. And I love practicing with the SGI, because the Soka Gakkai, because it's a worldwide peace organization, and so it's filled with all different kinds of people from all over the world, and I love that too. So.
Yeah, so yeah, I appreciate the long-winded answer. I'm from a small town in Wisconsin, so farmland and whatever, so I've always had a connection with nature as well. Born and raised Catholic, and I am a member of the LGBT community, so the Catholic religion doesn't sit well with that. And I always found it hypocritical. So in exploring, and like just like you said, with Buddhism, getting into it now, we're all one and it's all. So I just wanted your take on it. So
awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm a beginner, so I'm just getting into it, but I'm enjoying it so far. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
It seems to be a fit for me. So
that's awesome.
Awesome, Corey. Okay, Corey, I'm going to put you on hold because there's one more call, and then, you know.
Perfect.
So
thanks again, Stacy.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hey, Maggie.
Hey, how's everybody doing? Hi, Stacy.
Hi, how are you?
Hanging in there, thank you. I am fully enjoying this interview. And as Carly knows, I'm a bookaholic. What is the name of your book?
Oh, my most recent novel you can find on Amazon is The Last Great American Housewife.
I'm thinking.
And my book of stories that will be coming out eventually, but not right now, once it's all done, is called Late Bloomer.
Perfect. Perfect name.
Thank you.
And yes. And
hey, it's better
I'm
to bloom
glad.
Late than to have never bloomed at all.
Exactly. Exactly. See, Carly, I'm going to get you married off anyway.
okay, yeah. Well,
yeah.
Wait, me or you? Wait, are we talking about, remember we said no guides for the 2016, possibly, maybe never. But no, aww. we both loved you on dates because Maggie and I will, you know, we are big, Drake and Isabella fans. And, yeah, both of our hosts, broke when you died. And we still talk about it. Like, we need Isabella back for Victor. We talk about all the time. Because we believe that, you know, Johnny Ernest needs you right now, in our opinion.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, Bo, if you, I know you haven't watched the show in a while, but if you saw Dades with Peel Becker dying, Cece, you would have lost it and cried. It was so moving.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just missed you on daytime period, and I know you probably want to get back to acting, but you could make two fans very, very happy if you came back.
Well, I don't know if it would make my writing clients very happy. I love being a writer, but I really appreciate your kind words, and I'm glad that I was able to do some work that, you know, affected other people. That's why artists create, is that we want to, you know, reach other people. So it's good that the work reached you. That's, you know. Yeah.
And, yes, and my grandma wanted me to tell you, this is all my grandma's fault for even getting me on soaps. I blame her. But she was a big Zana Isabella fan. And she was too shy of calling in tonight. And I've tried. But she wanted me to tell you, when you, those cancer scenes were over the top, so good, and it made her cry for like a couple of days.
Aw. What's your grandma's name?
Aunt Neela.
Aunt Mira?
N-E-L-L. N-E-L-A.
Oh, Neela.
And,
oh. Well, thank you, Neela.
Yeah, and, you know, see, both of us didn't understand when Isabella died. Why? That was back when there was no Facebook, no to-do, no nothing. So we couldn't do all outraids.
Oh, yeah. I was moving on. I was going to, pursue my writing career and finish college. And I felt like I was still young, so I wanted to have new adventures. I didn't want to just do the one thing my whole life. I wanted to do many different things. So that's what I did.
I mean, we understand it now because I'm older now and I understand it. But, you know, I enjoyed you coming back in 2010 and when you came back those couple of times. And, you know, I got to say, you and Drake had some of the greatest love scenes ever.
Yes.
And I love Drake Hogginson so bad. And he's like one of my favorite guys on Dave. So, you know, he's hot now. He hasn't aged bad. He's so hot now. But that's beside the point. But we thank you for coming on. And if you ever want to come back on and promote any books or anything, please do, because, you know, and we will be buying your books on Amazon, so.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Cardi.
And like I said, you know how it reaches me. So if you have a book to promote or anything, please don't hesitate. Come on, right, Mangy?
Absolutely, please. You just
get
some friends over here, and you just, you know, keep in touch like that.
I will. Thank you so much. It was easy and delightful. Thanks for talking with me.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. She's so sweet.
I know.
We tried.
We failed. Okay. Corey, you on the air, and Bobby, you on the air. Hi,
guys. Hi.
Okay, no one's going to tell me how great my interview was, boys.
Oh, it was excellent.
And like I said to Stacy, it's just a shame that Isabella can't come back as a ghost to maybe help Brady out, like what we've seen with Alan over in General Hospital for a while with Tracy.
Well,
or
yeah,
Emily,
but you know, I mean, some actors once they you know, leave us, so sometimes they don't. I mean, they did that. They've done that. They don't want to come back. I mean, I understand that. I mean, Mankey and I both understand that, but, you know.
Just a little tiny visit.
Yeah, very tiny.
Can I take just a minute to say something?
Sure.
I just want to apologize to the three of you for Friday.
You mean
for leaving. I know I shouldn't have done it, but it was I hit my point where it was I had to drop off, otherwise it was not going to be pretty. And
mm-hmm.
especially to you, Bobby, because I know you thought you did it, and it wasn't you at all.
Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't Bobby.
I understand, Corey, and I think Dr. David. One that that is the problem because you thought I was a big talker. Yeah, man, you heard me on another show, Corey, when we have debated before on subjects, become a big talker for about 5-10 minutes. So that's all that matters. I mean, I don't want to just feel like, oh, I felt bad for you. So that's the reason I just sent you off the message to come back because I didn't want to just blame Dr. David and have to take my anger out on him.
I thought you totally
Like I said, it was just to the point where I had to go and cool off.
Mm-hmm.
I totally Otherwise, like I said, it would not have been pretty. Carly handled it way better than I would have handled it. Corey needed a time out, so it was Corey giving himself a time out.
Hey, Corey, I'm...
No problem, and
this is the other David that's on the line, not Dr. David. Hey, David, how was your appointment?
It was good.
Okay, I hope that was okay to say on air. I said a little prayer for you while you were in the doctor this, to let you know. And we're kind of going to have a football talk for right now. Because Carly has been home booking for 2 days. Carly has not been happy, boys.
Maybe made me happy, Carly, but I can wait till Friday to give you my Super Bowl positions on who's going to be in the Super Bowl.
Excuse me. Okay. I know it made you happy, Bobby, but life isn't about making Bobby happy. Life is about making Carly happy with the Seahawks. I'm not okay with it. I know time ran out for us. I know that. I know I should accept it, but I'm not going to accept it until next season when we play again. And Corey, I know you and I are both in the same boat, honey. I know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry about Green Bay.
Yes.
I know we are in the same boat, and I was really, really, really rooting for your Seahawks. I do not enjoy the Panthers. I really do not enjoy Cam Newton. I'm thinking that Arizona's going to beat Carolina, let's hope.
The reason I don't like Cam Newton, this is he whipped off a 12 sign that all 12 fan made, and he just whipped it off, you know, going to the locker room. And I'm sorry, that's unacceptable.
And this ain't the first time he did this, because Corey, if you remember, he did this exact same thing to a Green Bay Packers fan from right here in Fayetteville, and he went on a Charlotte radio station to explain it, and it was all over the news in Raleigh and all over the paper about it. So it ain't the first time you've done this season.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Yeah, but, you know, you should never do that to the fans. I'm sorry.
Never.
To the opposing thing fans. You know, I mean, okay, I have problems with Tom Brady, as you guys all know. But Cam Newton is
really
on the top of my list of, you know, quarterbacks that should go ACL after they pass away because of what he did. But, okay, maybe I'm being a little unfair, I know. But, you know, this season the Seahawks played our heart and soul on the line every game. I'm proud of the boys. You know, yeah, we wish we made it farther, but I guess they're next season. And right now, I don't know who I'm voting for.
Okay. Well, you know what? I do want to just say if that whoever wins, I think this would be great for Carolina to win, because I'm going to just lay it out as bad right now. What the hell? I might as well just tell you guys who I'm going for the Super Bowl, New England and Carolina, and I'll tell you why. Because we were just maybe Adam turning field goal away from winning the Super Bowl the last time. And if it weren't for that and weren't for Justin Timberlake doing what he did to Janet Jackson, which caused a whole lot of problems on the right with censorship and everything else. With, and I'm sure that some of us that was young that probably was a little bit shocked to see that for that. But I think that would have been a win for the Carolina Panthers. I mean, I'm not saying Janet Jackson distracted us after we came back from the locker room with the onside kick and then with the turning kick and won the game for the Patriots that year. But I'm sure that something, you know, was up. But I'm definitely going for Carolina and New England, and just see Carolina just stick it to it. We lost big in the preseason to New England in Charlotte, and we want a little revenge.
Okay, all I care about, I don't want New England in the Super Bowl. Sorry, I don't want that. It will make me so nauseous. I will want to throw up for other people because, you know, Tom Brady should not even be there. They should have disqualified New England last year after they did what they did in my Seahawks. And, you know, Tom Brady never got a punishment. So for me, I don't want to see New England in the Super Bowl whatsoever. Why, Mangy?
Okay.
Right. Absolutely.
Oh, and who's making that noise?
I would love to know.
Who's making the noise?
Is there somebody with a phone issue or something? Because I'm hearing it too.
You're hearing it too?
Corey, are you making the noise?
No.
No, I'm hearing it.
Okay, David? David,
yeah.
Is that you with the noise?
And I'm sorry, it was me.
What's going on?
I do want to just say quickly, David, before we go off the air, I was praying for you Saturday night and Friday after all those tornadoes went through South Florida, and I'm glad you were okay, man.
Thank God.
But I do want to say, hello?
Yeah, Bobby, I was just making sure it wasn't you because I didn't get what the noise was, but that's okay.
Okay, well, like I was saying to you, did I just say what I just said to Dave about the weather the other night?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
go
I wanted to say one more thing, and then I'll let you continue on. The stations around here sent me a little email saying that they're going to switch networks. So our station that carries CBS, that's what I said, and I saw I'm faced with that because WRAL, which now carries CBS soaps, Wine Art and Bone Beautiful, are moving to WNCN, which now carries Days, and they're going to be switching beginning February 29th, and that was a little bit of a problem a lot of people have on Facebook. And then top it all off, even though I don't have DirecTV, they took off WRAL this afternoon, so people were unable to watch their soaps. So, and I'm hoping it will be back on by the time the Super Bowl comes, let alone the Panthers game on Sunday. So it's just been a busy, crazy week with our
But
cable
Bobby,
service.
They can't do that. Bobby, they cannot change networks like that. They can't. It's unincredibly, they can't do it.
Yeah.
Logically, it cannot be done.
Right, because I remember years ago when my mom used to watch All My Children and Ryan's Hope on that same channel, and she ended up having to go over to Channel 11, which was a CBS station at the time, and that became ABC back in 1985. So she's kind of was the same way, and she has just switched the VCR scheduling around for that and stuff like that, because we were her first VCR.
Okay, well, let's keep us posted about that, and I just want to say,
Carly, but I just want to say I did send you and Maggie Texas over the weekend, and I was hoping to hear a response and reaction to that, but I'm glad that I was able to get that off my chest tonight.
Well, yeah, and I want to say a host goes out to the Glenn Fights family and the Eagles. When Maggie and I got the news yesterday, we could not believe it. Corey, how did you feel?
It's just another angel in the choir of where exactly.
Rock and roll heaven.
What a past 2 weeks it's been for.
I know.
Artistry.
It reminds me of, I'm sorry, Corey, but it reminds me of the summer of 2009 when we lost Ed McMahon, Farrah Fawcett, Michael Jackson, and Billy Mays, all within that same time span. It seems like we're going back to that year.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is, when I heard Glenn Fry, I just started crying. I love him. I loved him with his solo album and The One You Love. That's my favorite Glenn Fry song, and I love Eddie Eagle's song. And I went on Amazon last night because I was going to buy a lot of Glenn Fry CDs. Well, no, people, when someone died, don't go on Amazon and buy their CDs because it's a lot of money.
Right, because I did that when Michael Jackson died. I brought all his CDs, good CDs that he made. And when Whitney Houston died, I just downloaded all the good songs and CDs on my iPod. So I know how you feel.
Can you imagine in heaven tonight? Glenn Fry, Natalie Cole, Michael Jackson,
David Bowie,
all probably in heaven and having a great jam session or something. And Frank Sinatra. I think in a way that's cool, but in a way for everyone else it's not cool. And we have a special guest on Friday night at 5 o'clock.
He's swimming.
5 o'clock West Coast. We will have Nathan Baldy back. The ABC executive is coming back on Daytime After Dark, and he will be back. Here on 5 o'clock, and David, you're back. I don't know what happened. Blog Talk is being bad.
I'm sorry. I got cut off.
That's okay.
I take the call.
But no, Nathan Baldy will be here Friday night at 5 o'clock, and I just want to say, okay, Days of a Life. I'm just going to put this out there for everyone. I really think Days of Our Life and the Kleenex Company are in cahoots with each other. I'm going to say that.
Yeah. But I just want to say right quickly that I've been playing catch up with Dave, so I'm about to get to the sad part. After we're done with the show Friday, I'm probably going to watch a little bit of Days from the New Year's week and earlier this month, and then go to bed Friday night.
Well, enjoy crying. That's all I can say. Enjoy crying, Bobby. Yes, you need Kleenex.
I just hope all the death is done. I can't take any more.
Okay. Maggie and I hardly ever disagree. We hardly ever disagree. I will say that right now. But, okay, when they saw Stefano about five times, okay, I kind of enjoyed that a little. But my poor surrogate mother loves Stefano. So out of respect for her, I'm not going to say how cool it was. But,
let me say to you that as much as I love Maggie, I agree with you on this one.
Wow.
And let me tell you why.
Whoa.
Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because it was already made clear that he was leaving and probably wouldn't be back because he is ill.
Yeah.
So what do you do with that character now who's been played by an icon? What would be the proper goodbye for him? For me, for the character of Stefano, would be one of the people who he tortured the most, ending his life. So the two people in my mind to do it would have been Marlena or Hope. They're the two people still on canvas that he affected their lives the most.
Well,
it didn't bother me so much that they killed him. In fact, I enjoyed the fact that, at least in my eyes, they did it right. Hope was one of the two people that should have been able to end his life, finally.
Yeah,
if
but
this
Corey,
was
I'm
really the end.
Corey, I want to just make my own personal opinion. If you ask me, they should have just, at least, if it weren't for the Mercy Bank mysteries, kept Allison Sweeney on as Sammy and just have her take care of him. Or with the way we've been seeing the last few weeks with Belle, have Belle take care of Stefano.
That would not have made sense. Bobby, that would not. I see where Corey is. You know, even I would like to have seen Stefano, Victor take care of Stefano. I mean, because once Victor finds out, or maybe he already knows, that Stefano was involved in Bo's death, you know, they have a closer relationship. They try and work together from time to time. But the thing was, they would not touch each other's kids. And Stefano touched Bo. So for that, you know, that wasn't nice of Stefano, too.
The only other person besides Marlena and Hope that on the canvas, I should say, now that I would have been okay with being the one to off Stefano would have been John.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Bo, John, Marlena, Hope, and Bo. Out of everybody on Days of Our Lives are the four people that he tortured the most. Yeah, you can throw Roman in
Roman.
There.
Roman too.
You can throw Roman in there, but the most damage that he did over the years was to John and Marlena or Bo, Bo and Hope.
I agree.
In my eyes, in the end game, and this seems to be our end game, in my eyes, it had to be one of those four.
Yeah, and the thing is, I mean, we don't know why he was really struggling with Dosa Mascara. We don't know if it was really Alzheimer's. I can see why, you know, he would not want to look. You know, I found out because, you know, I love Golden Girls. I watched the reruns of Golden Girls all the time. Called the end of Golden Girls, it's still Getty got the Alzheimer's disease thing. And
yep.
So,
yeah, he died of it.
So if this was happening in Dosa Mascara and he has been a legendary actor with movies and on a lot of other stuff, for him, I think it would be really horrible to, you know, have him you know, he had disease catch up with him and now remember stuff. You know, do I think they should have killed him? I don't know. But now we know the phoenix can never rise ever again, hopefully. But what I think, and I agree with Maggie, it was disrespect the way they were treating his body. I would
sack
say
of
that.
Potatoes.
Yeah, sack of potatoes. And, I mean, but, you know, you guys, I mean, I'm not sure the phoenix is really gone. I mean, you know, I'm not waiting to celebrate so quickly right now only because how many times did Stefano die and come back? That's the only reason I'm not celebrating because Stefano has been dead a lot of the years. So if the phoenix is not coming back, I wish they would do a proper thing for those Minnesota. You know, like a montage or something. For being on the show for 30 years. You know, come on. They should do something in my eyes. I mean, look at what they did with Father Matt. Father Matt in real life passed away. They never did a dang thing about that.
Well, and what I would say to that is if this is really the end, and if he is really ill and that this is what he wanted and this is really the end, that Days owes us a Demira funeral.
Exactly.
And if they drop the ball on that, it'll be unfortunate. We can't have it right now because of what storyline is dictating. But if this is truly the end of Stefano, there has to be something.
But unfortunately, I think they won't do it. They won't do it. Unfortunately, I know that.
Well, no. I mean, they could. You know what? People have funerals. You know, memorials up to a year when someone dies. So
They
could have a memorial for Stefano. You know, because the one person I hate. I mean, I love Theo Penguin, but I hate Andre. I can't stand the bastard right now, too. You know, Andre can go back to General Hospital as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And as we got on air tonight, this Italian director, Ocha Slola, had died. Director. Yeah, okay, so... Maggie, I think you and I made that happen.
Oh, my God, because I said the three.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And so now well, we made someone die, people.
Technically, no. It's just in history, they happen in threes for some stupid reason.
Yeah, okay, but let's not have any more.
No, let's not have any more.
For a while.
Please, no.
Well, because
no.
You know, there's a lot of it, and I'm not caught up with General Hospital. I mean, I'm caught up, but I'm not caught up, like, I mean, I'm going to get caught up this weekend. But I will say this. Oh, and I feel sorry for Maggie yesterday. That's why I wanted to ask you, Corey, and Bobby. Did you guys get General Hospital at the right time yesterday? Was it new for you guys, or what?
Well,
no, General Hospital was not on here yesterday.
Right.
What? Corey.
Here we have Rita.
Okay, yeah, but it was all new in Seattle.
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
Well, I didn't see anything... else that would say otherwise because I think we got General Hospital, but I was at work at the time and nothing really happened with the soaps until DirecTV took off our CBS station at about 7:00, and which I
no,
talked
what
about
I'm
earlier.
Saying, Bobby, that's not what I'm saying, sweetie. I'm saying Seattle, Cary General Hospital Live yesterday. And so, Corey, did you suck all of General Hospital yesterday, or did you just delete it?
No, General Hospital wasn't on at all yesterday in the Milwaukee market.
Okay, wow. This is weird. Because in Seattle was the making, I was on the phone last night, like usual, and I put on General Hospital because he said it was the one when, you know, my beloved Duke died. Well, and
yeah,
then I'm watching, and I'm like, well, wait, get this. In Seattle, it was an all-new one. What did you say? What did you see today in your market, Corey?
Today, they showed Lulu rescuing the cousin from the burning cabin.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny was arrested and released.
Did you see Christina and Alexis and Sunny having lunch together about Weston?
No.
Okay, they screwed up. You missed a day. They screwed up. And because...
Because General Hospital was a rerun yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, but here, I don't get it. Here, it wasn't. That's what I don't get. That's what I don't get. We got our all new one. I called Maggie because Christina and Sunny and Alexis were having lunch or dinner together, and then Sunny and Alexis were talking, and Sunny not really thrilled about Alexis marrying Julian. And yeah, so when Nathan Barty comes on Friday night, I'm going to mention that, because if they shouldn't do some markets, not even show it by the West Coast market getting here, I don't think that's fair for people.
I don't think so either.
Well, I think maybe it probably was because, if you recall last month with the preemptions with the San Bernardino shooting and the President's year-end address, that probably what made it just try to catch up.
No.
I think that might have been the thing.
No, because Nathan Barty on Facebook and Twitter said all new General Hospital on Monday.
Well, maybe we might have to investigate him. No, I'm just kidding. Maybe we might have to talk to him about this.
Yeah, that's what I think we need to do on Friday. And also, I want to say that I'm very, very, very mad at my TV husband right now. Christoph, I'm very mad at you. I had to fast forward him and Hillary doing the naughty thing because I couldn't watch my husband doing that. So, if anyone wants to tweet Christoph saying how wrong he is for Carly, they can, because it's wrong. It was wrong that Hillary and Neil were doing the hokey pokey together. Okay, it was wrong. It was wrong.
Did you get? And he has beautiful hair.
I don't watch that show anymore.
Well, of course I watched it because my, Steve and Christoph and Al Jason Thompson is on it, and I think it's a great, but I can't understand it. I really have to catch up with B&B boys because every time I put on B&B, I fall asleep.
You know what? Sometimes I think that the whole with Bill and Kate, they will actually put you to sleep sometimes. Funny thing is, I love Heather and Don as a couple on that show, and I like Little Will, Heather's son. So, I don't want to say they're the most boring couple on the show right now.
I like them.
Right. I think you want to look at the most boring. I think if you want to look at the most boring couple on that show, it probably might have to be, even though there haven't been that much of a storyline lately, Ridge and Caroline.
Oh, I love Ridge and Caroline. That's my favorite couple.
As long as they keep giving me shirtless shots of Jaren Brooks, I'm okay.
Of course you will. Yeah, of course you would say that. But, okay, our time is up. But, boys, we will boy the Maggie. We will be back on Friday night at 5 o'clock. And, Corey, if you get bored, you can do a banner for Nathan Barty if you get bored.
You know, when you said Nathan, I thought you meant Nathan, Hunky Cop Nathan. I didn't realize you meant our good friend Nathan.
I thought you meant
Hunky Cop Nathan. It still is good.
Off air.
You confused me.
You know, I know, but I'm sorry, but Maggie knows how I feel about Nathan. Buddy, that's all I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say
we love him. He's
our friend, I believe. Let's just say that we love him.
Yeah,
we love him, and you know,
and we need more
Winter
Thorn.
He's a friend, you can believe him.
I just sent you off a Facebook message saying that I'll try to be there Friday because I have a little event to go to, but I'll try to make it back after it's over.
Just for everyone. You know, Pizza Hut right now has a great new $5 menu, and I got these things called chicken wings on Friday. Oh, Saturday. Oh, my gosh, you guys.
Saturday.
These chicken wings. Saturday.
Yeah.
These chicken wings. You guys, they were the best ever.
You're making me feel bad, Carly, because I'm on a diet.
Corey.
Okay.
I mean, Bobby.
Yeah.
Bobby, diets are meant to be broke. Okay? So, chicken wings. That's all I'm going to say,
so
honey.
Fine. Maybe the Super Bowl, I'll just do that.
I was talking to Corey about it. Corey, you got to try these chicken wings from Pizza Hut.
Are they breaded?
No.
Good question.
Okay, I can't eat the breaded, so if they're not breaded, I'm good.
No, they're not breaded.
They are not
they
breaded.
Real hot.
I'm going to try them because chicken wings is a good source of protein.
Yes.
Yeah, they are a good source of, but it's so good. And try their blue seeds. Sauce in them. Oh God, gosh. Because they are really, really good, boys, and you gotta try them. And you know how I love my Pizza Hut, you guys. So, you know, I mean, you know, we can't have like more expensive, you know, pizza. But Pizza Hut, you can spend like $30, people. And get, like, five things. That's what I love about Pizza Hut. And their $5 menu right now, you guys all got to try.
Okay. All right, you know what? I might take that into consideration.
And,
David,
you got to try it. You got to try it because once you have these wings, you cannot go back.
Beware of the Dynamite Fluff, though. There's one that's super hot. It's like hot food, and it is dynamite.
But if you like hot food, go get it because.
I mean you get different strengths of hot stuff.
Yeah,
and this is at Pizza Hut still?
Yes.
Okay, I'm glad you're telling me about these because I, before my surgery, was a big Buffalo Wild Wings fan.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the wings at Buffalo Wild Wings are breaded, and since surgery I can't eat the breading, so this is good. Thanks for the tip, Carly.
What I'm doing now at Buffalo Wild Wings is just ordering their grilled chicken wraps because I've been placed on a diet where I can't eat that kind of food, or drink any sodas or anything like that. So I'm just happy with my grilled chicken buffalo wrap, and that's it.
Okay, Corey. I mean, Bobby, how long is your diet supposed to last?
I don't know, but I started this just 2 weeks ago, so. And I have lost 6 pounds.
That's good.
David has seen on Facebook the results.
Wow.
And I want to say right now, David, thank you very much for all the comments you have said.
You're
welcome.
Well, and you know, Corey, you look fantastic.
Well, thank you. Tomorrow will be. Today? It's May. Surgery was May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. So tomorrow will be 8 months. So there will be a new weigh-in and picture.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you know what?
You look younger.
You do.
Right.
Oh, well, thank you.
Not that you look old before or anything, but...
No, but you look younger.
But the thing is, did you get the one with the band in it? The band that if you ever need to go in there and loosen up the band or tighten up the band, did you get that one?
Oh, you mean lap band?
No, I did not get the lap band.
Right.
I was looking at the lap band and I decided against this, against it because my surgeon told me that most surgeons are getting out of doing the lap band, and the reason why is because the insurance companies only cover one weight loss procedure in a lifetime. So every time you have to go and have your band adjusted, which is anywhere from 1 month to 3 months, that's a new procedure and you pay for that out of pocket. The surgery I had is called the Roux en Y gastric bypass. It's a full gastric bypass. It is the most successful, the most done, the safest, and it's a diabetes cure. I'll never have diabetes in my life.
Thank God.
I'm to a spot right now, if we wanted to do a show about it, I'm happy.
I think we should.
And Carly, I have an idea because of what you said. And I don't know if you actually had her on when you first started or not, but it would be a good idea to bring Caitlin Van Zandt, who used to have been Ashley on Guiding Light, who had the same kind of procedure done, on the show to just to get an update and just take calls.
Carly, go ahead.
No, if one of you boys want to reach out to her, please do that. So I'm giving you boys permission to do that. I would really love, I've never had her on, and I've always wanted to have her on.
Right, because I thought you had her on when you first started, right before the show ended on CBS.
No, I've never had her.
And I have reached out to the Twitter account, but I'm not so sure that that's actually her or if it's a fan Twitter account. Because I haven't heard anything back.
Okay, Bobby, did you talk to her on Facebook or whatever?
Well, you know what? I have been. I'm like with Corey. I'm not too sure if some of these Facebook accounts are real or not. Because the only person that I actually have communicated with from Guiding Light in the last month has been Mandy Bruno, and this has been mainly on possibly doing another soap as opposed to having her be on your show or not. But I can reach out to Mandy to see if she can come on the show.
Yeah, do that. And I would love to have a show like that because I think a lot of people are so misinformed about, people are taking the easy way when they've tried everything. And I get mad at people for saying that because, the whole weight loss thing is hard. It's hard on people.
Well,
and you know what,
Carly? Quite honestly, I had experienced some of that, and it bothered me at first, but this, sure, the weight has come off fast. I'll give them that. But anybody who comes up to me and says that what I've gone through with this has been easy is sorely mistaken. Sorely mistaken.
Mm,
it's not
okay.
Easy. I really think that we should just have a show down the road.
Yeah,
I
agree.
Right. And I thought, I thought maybe the other possible person that can be able to have come on the show that had had weight problems in the past would be Allison Sweeney, but with her schedule with the Mercy Baked Mysteries and Return Back to Days when she has time and her raising her kids, it would be impossible to just reach her.
Well, you know, we can never
right.
say never. You know
right.
about interviews. We never know. We can just keep trying and see where
absolutely.
That is. And also, Nathan, Dr. Nathan, well, I mean, not Dr., Cop. He's in a new movie on Hallmark.
Yes.
Mr. Death Scene or something. So you guys
mm-hmm.
are going to check that out. And also The Wrong Roommate on Lifetime with X-Wheel on One Life to Live. I can't believe I said that name. And X Zen from One Life to Live are in this movie called The Wrong Roommate. And I haven't watched it. It's on my TiVo, but it's supposed to be really good.
Well, I just finished watching The Spirit of Christmas, and I'll tell you, Jen Lilly can act. And this is the reason why you're seeing this Teresa right
her.
Now on dates, because she is a lot more, matured than what we saw when she first came to Days. And I'll tell you, if she doesn't get nominated for a Daytime Emmy this year, then it's going to be sad on my part, because that's wasted talent right there. And also, I saw just the other day on TiVo the recent Mercy Baked Mystery with Allison Sweeney. And I said this before
mm-hmm.
to you and Maggie, and
mm-hmm.
I had said this to Allison on Twitter. They have got to just do a series on that, because I think it would be great to see Cam and Allison back on television in one form or another, whether
mm-hmm.
on soap or,
mm-hmm.
or in these movies or on a series like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they really
and,
work great together.
And our hosts go out to Celine Dion, too. She's going through a lot with the passing of her husband and brother all in the same week.
Yeah.
And I love Celine Dion, so I feel so bad for her. And,
Carly,
in November.
Carly, have you ever seen her?
No.
In concert?
Oh,
have
you?
Amazing.
My mom got for Christmas, and I'm thinking these might be fake tickets to actually go to her concert. And I'm thinking they're fake, and it might have been a joke. But either way, it was nice for her to get something like that for Christmas.
I love her. I mean, and I
me
really
too.
Think, I hope her heart can go on after her husband passes away, because they were, she knew her husband since he was 12. I cannot imagine her pain right now. Oh, and also on the 27th of January or the 26th, Fuller House will be on Netflix. And,
I'm so excited.
And Friends, reunion is coming to NBC.
Yay!
Oh,
Carly doing a happy dance because Carly watches Friends every night.
You know what, Carly? On that night, I'm going to call you and sing you Smelly Cat.
Do that. But just remember, boys and Maggie, we will be back on Friday night, and Corey, we are glad that you're
I'll
back. We missed you. We missed you when you were on
here. I'll try to be there. I just sent you off a message on Facebook, so I'll let you know probably late Friday afternoon what's going on, because I'm supposed to be going somewhere, but I'm hoping it will end in time.
Okay, well, we will be on the air at 5, and Nathan will be on, and then we will have a soap set after that, boys. So, and Corey, you have my permission to go call Pizza Hut for your chicken wings.
Okay, good.
I have one little comment to make. The movie with Ryan Peavy is on Saturday night on Hallmark, and it's called The Unleashing of Mr. Darcy.
Oh, okay.
That's the name of it. We were trying to think of the name earlier, so sorry.
Okay, cool. Okay, and you guys
gotcha,
have a great and great night, and then we will all talk to you guys on Friday.
All right.
Sounds great.
I'll see you later. Okay, good night.
Okay. I'll see you later.
Bye. Bye, guys. Bye.